York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Well, yes, you are. And hi, how are you? Welcome to the big radio show. Happy Monday. Oh, no. It just feels like a Monday today. Happy Thursday on this fifth day of July, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. And I know I feel like going around asking people today, so how was the weekend? It was only one day. Well, not for everybody. A lot of people taking off, but I'm so confused. I don't know what it feels like, but it doesn't feel like a Thursday, I'll tell you that. But anyway, glad to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. Lots of places to start. We got some more speculation about the Supreme Court. That's going to be Monday. There's going to be a primetime announcement, apparently, is what the plan is from the White House. So Monday evening is when the president's going to have a he knows how to produce a television show. So he's going to do that. We got the Supreme Court speculations narrowed down to about three. Peter Strzok is back in the news again today, but I want to start. The immigration story is still front and center, but the immigration story is changing in many ways. But there's an immigrant story that I want to start with today. And this, I don't know, you may have been busy at the barbecue yesterday and did not hear about the woman who tried to climb the Statue of Liberty. So this went on started around 3 o'clock, about this time, yesterday afternoon. She climbs the Statue of Liberty, and that went on until 7 o'clock last night. So she was up there for about 4 hours. And, you can go in the Statue of Liberty. Depends. You used to be able to, years and years and years ago, my first visit to New York, I was 19 years old, and myself and a buddy, we were here, and we went to the Statue of Liberty, and you go in, and you can go up these stairs up to an observation deck that's at the foot of the statue. And then from there, you could go, and we were young, we'd climb all these stairs, it was a hot, muggy day, like today, and up the stairs we went, and we went all the way up to the crown. Yeah, you could walk up to the crown and look out through the crown. So it was a long hike, but that's what they used to let you do. I know it's changed off and on, depending upon I don't know what, but authorities sometimes let you go all the way to the top. Sometimes they let you go just up to the base of the statue itself, which is quite a few stories up from the ground. So this lady got up to the base of the statue and then climbed up the wall up to actually being on the foot of the statue itself. And so what did they do? Her name's Therese Okemo. And she, we just got word from the court here, the federal court here in New York, because she's been in federal detention, that she has been given no bail, but that she is pleading not guilty to trespassing or whatever they've charged her with. And I don't know. They said she's coming out in about 20 minutes. So I'm not sure if she's been released or what the no bail kind of conflicts. But anyway, she has appeared before a judge here moments ago. So the park, here's the part that bothered me. The park is an island, Liberty Island. You have to take a boat to it. Yes, it's an island. And they have a wonderful system where you can take this boat from Battery Park, and the crowds there are always during the summertime. If you're in New York and you want to go to the statue, you want to see it up close, you can get in line. I mean, it's a long line, and you stand there, and they've got some shade, but it takes a long time. So it kind of takes your whole day. So if you've got a bunch of sightseeing to do around New York, man, you better get in that first line early in the morning, because otherwise you're going to be standing in line all day long. I will give you a tip of if you want to see the statue fairly close, but you don't want to stand in line to take the boat over to Liberty Island, take the Staten Island Ferry. It's free. It's at Battery Park. It's like next door to the boats that go over to the Statue of Liberty. You get on the Staten Island Ferry. It's a passenger ferry, and you get on there, and you go up. They got two or three decks, and you can go up there, and you go sailing right by the Statue of Liberty on your way to Staten Island for the commuters. Why it's free, I don't know. There's nothing free in New York, but that is free. So you sail right past the Statue of Liberty, and you go over to Staten Island, and you get off, and you turn right around, and you get in the crowd going back, and you walk back on the boat, and it brings you back to Battery Park. It takes about 40 minutes, round trip. So there's your free tourist tip. But if you're going to the... So she was part of a group that showed up yesterday, and there was roughly 40 demonstrators, and they hung a banner with the message, abolish ICE. And they had that on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. Now, this 40 people in this group, that's fine. That's, in a way, what our country's all about. You get to protest. You get to protest our government. Nobody's going to arrest you. So they said, they turned around, and nobody stopped anything. The boats were still coming. The tourists were there, and the thousands and thousands of people on Liberty Island. And so this woman climbs up to the base of the actual statue. And what did the park police do? They shut the island down. They kicked everybody off the island. I don't know why. It bothers me to no end that all these people, and people have come here from all over the world on their vacations, and they're in town, and they take the time to stand in line and take the boat over to Liberty Island. And then, because this woman was standing up there on the statue itself, they booted everybody off the island. I don't know why, but that's what happened. Now, here's the other part about this woman. Her name is Therese Patricia Okemau. She's 44 years old. She is an immigrant from the Republic of the Congo. I don't know what her legal status is. They're not saying she's a citizen. They're not saying she is here undocumented, as they like to say in the media. So I presume she has a green card. I don't know that for sure. But it seems to me that if you are in another country and you've got a pass that can be pulled any minute, I wouldn't go around causing all kinds of trouble. I mean, yes, immigrants come here because of the fact that we've got the freedom of speech and all these things that the rest of the world doesn't have. And I was looking up the Congo as far as their human rights are concerned. Oh, it's rotten. It's terrible. It's a horrible place to be. So I get that this lady wanted out of the Congo. But she once filed a complaint with the New York City Commission on Human Rights. She said that she suffered at the hands of a social services agency on Staten Island where she worked. So it went before a judge, and they threw the case out. Then she complained she was being treated in a demeaning manner by her bosses and told that she would be fired for her behavior. They threw that complaint out. In 2011, she made headlines after she was hit with 60 violations, 6-0, for illegally posting ads for her services as a personal trainer. She put them on all kinds of utility poles and other things you're not supposed to do. but in part, the other part was she was a fraud, an absolute fraud. She is not a personal trainer, doesn't have any experience in being a personal trainer, but she was advertising that she was providing her services as a personal trainer. So she got slapped with a $4,500 fine and spent 5 hours one Sunday posting the flyers on utility poles. So they whacked her with a fine. 2017, she was arrested and charged with obstructing government administration. She was over at the Department of Labor building, Lower Manhattan. She covered her mouth with tape and refused to respond to police demands. She was demonstrating something. And then yesterday, she was part of a group organized by Rise and Resist NYC. They're the ones that unfurled the banner on Liberty Island. And they tried to say, we don't know who she is. Later, they said, oh, yeah, she was with our group. We had no idea she was going to do that. So they're trying to distance herself, but they're also trying to defend her. So this is one where you look and you go, you know, she personifies everything about our country. You get to come here and you get to talk bad about our government. And you get to resist our government. And you get to protest our government. And nothing bad will happen. But she keeps going around complaining about where she works, about a social services agency, about her bosses. She fraudulently claims she's a personal trainer. The city got her for basically littering, if you will, putting all these posters on flyers on utility poles. And then obstructing government administration over at the City Department of Labor building. I don't know if she is she the one who thinks that if she came to this country because she wanted to come to this country to have a better life. It just seems to me like she's complaining a lot about our country. But the other side of the coin is, but she has every right to under our laws, which I want to get into you. With about immigrants and their due process. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. You can find the number at TomSullivan.com, 855-295-6600. We'll take your calls coming up next.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
So my issue with the lady who climbed the statue is great. You can go. She and 40 other people were there yesterday to hang their sign about abolish ICE, which I still the whole argument about abolish ICE. I don't know what to say. Newt Gingrich is chiming in on that, saying it is a trap for the Democrats. He thinks Democrats have walked into a trap about this get rid of ICE. Because what are you going to do after you get rid of them? Then what? What's the next step on your big plan to get rid of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency? Then what are you going to do? Are you just not going to enforce the immigration laws? Which means why not have open borders? Is that what you're arguing? So I'm not quite sure what this abolish ICE thing is all about, but I just don't understand the logic behind the argument. I guess to people that are extreme left, that must make sense to them. But it's the question comes next, what are you going to do next about it? So this lady, who is an immigrant, I don't know what her status is, but she has been complaining and obstructing government administration and other things in this country, violating New York City laws. Why did she come to this country? And it doesn't say when she got here. She's 44 years of age. All we know is she's an immigrant from the Congo. And all she's done is get in trouble. Like I said, if I had immigrated to France, and they gave me a temporary pass, a green card, if you will, and said, now, welcome to France, and just behave yourself. And I constantly am getting in trouble with the law. How long would it be before France pulled my green card and said, well, really, we don't want you here? On the other hand, like I said, she personifies everything about immigration and immigrants who come to this country for freedom of speech and liberty that they certainly did not have in the Congo. It's a terrible, terrible country when it comes to human rights. So I don't know what you want to do with this lady. She appeared in federal court, waiting to find out what exactly she... the early word is she got no bail. Don't know what that means. Did they release her? Supposedly she was supposed to come out soon from the courthouse. So I presume they did not put any bail on her. They gave her a slap on the wrist, and she pleaded not guilty. As part of this, should the judge say to her, Therese, you're here as a guest of our country. Why do you keep getting in trouble complaining about our government? Why do you keep protesting our government? And if you were the judge, what would you do? 855-295-6600. James, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. Hi, James.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What would you do?
Hey, you're asking me a question I wasn't prepared to answer. I had a different comment. I have no idea why this gal is doing what she's doing or trying to incite stuff against our government in particular. I was calling particularly about you asked a question with regards to why did the island get shut down. You know, I work in the first responder type realm. We get dispatched to overdoses and we have to stage, and it's like we're staging and they say violence involved. It's a protocol. And half the time we go there and the person's lying there on the ground. There's no violence, but we have to let the cops clear it. I think it's protocol why those guys are there.
Okay. So you're answering by telling me, well, we do it that way because they've always done it that way, which is the thing that drives me absolutely crazy. No. Just block off an area and say, I'm sorry, crowd, you'll have to go around the other side of the statue to get in. But why ruin the day on the 4th of July for tens of thousands of people because of her selfish behavior?
I completely agree with you. I have no argument. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
We're so strict on protocol. We're so strict on protocol that, and it's out of fear, I think. You know, it's out of fear that the Statue of Liberty is going to get sabotaged on.
No, she was. Lady all by herself up there. Yeah. All right, James, thank you. I just shut down for the day. We got a little bit more on immigration here I want to get to as well. I got a nice email from a Dousman I want to get to as well, whether foreign nationals have any due process rights here in the U.S. Phone number is 855-295-6600. For those of you just tuning in, talking about the lady who climbed the Statue of Liberty yesterday. She didn't get very far, but she got up the base of it. And not only has she been in nothing but trouble, here in the U.S., she's an immigrant from the Congo, but she's been protesting everybody and everything, government agencies, bosses, all kinds of people, ever since she's been here. And I'm going, I presume she's here on a green card. We don't know. She's not a citizen. She's an immigrant. They won't say if she's legal or illegal. And I don't understand why, if she came to this country, if she wanted to come here, why she's so full of complaining about this country. I don't blame her for leaving the Congo. Bad, bad, bad operation there. Phone number is 855-295-6600. 6600. Let's get Ron in Oakland, California first. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hi, Tom. Doing good. First, I want to say I am not in favor of abolishing ICE.
Okay.
But I do believe that you and a lot of Republicans are being disingenuous when you link.
Why are you linking me with Why are you linking me with Republicans?
Well, I'm getting there. Let me finish.
Okay.
Because your next sentence was, "What are we going to do? Have open borders?" ICE has nothing to do with border control. ICE was formed after 9/11.
Right.
ICE is not border control. So Republicans, and I'm sorry to say, Tom, I think you're brilliant. I love you, even though I am a Democrat. I want to say you're being disingenuous when you link reform or abolishing ICE having anything to do with border control.
Okay.
We have tens of thousands of people working on the border.
Right.
So please
let me link those two together. And you're absolutely right. ICE was part of the creation of Homeland Security, which happened after 9/11, which I was against at the time anyway, because I thought it was just growing another government agency into bigger. But, they were created after 9/11. But I looked at their mission, and they're supposed to be looking after making sure we don't have human smuggling, human trafficking, drug trafficking, arms trafficking, and they go on and on. So they have this broad, vague description as the enforcement agency for the Department of Homeland Security. But
yes, and Tom, I agree that there needs to be reform. And I think Democrats, I agree with you, are falling into a trap. And I'm sorry, they're not being some Democrats. But ICE, during Obama years, ICE went after bad guys. They went after the drug dealers. They went after people committing crime. Now, since Trump came into office, ICE is now getting on buses and demanding people prove they're citizens. ICE is stopping cars, stopping people on the street.
Yeah.
ICE has changed its mission under Trump. It is not the same as under Obama, where they put their priority into getting the bad dudes out of the U.S. Do you agree?
I'm not sure. I like what you're saying, though, and I think your voice is one that I haven't heard from the left side of the political aisle. I'm very familiar with, I did a story last week of the fact that they were doing one of these kind of DUI checkpoints in Maine, and they caught a whole bunch of people that were not supposed to be coming into our country from Canada. So I do worry about mission creep from federal law enforcement, and especially when I first saw the first Homeland Security police vehicle, I went, oh, boy. Oh, boy. Now they're really gone, you know, way too far. We've got other agencies. But the Border Patrol, my vision is the Border Patrol is there to work within 100 miles of the border. The ICE folks are the ones who pick up all the people who never showed up for their court dates or some other reason they're in our country illegally. And they're the ones who are enforcing the immigration laws as opposed to standing on the border, catching people as they come in. So
exactly. I agree with you.
So what do we do with them? How do you want to reform them? You're calling for reform. I'm open to that.
Yes. Okay. Reform is that they put, as during the Obama years, they not put their energy into just anyone and everyone, including women and children and families who, yes, are in the country illegally, but put their energy into people who are committing crimes, who aren't showing up for their hearings. Maybe I'm wrong, but the statistics I've read is that over 90% of people do show up for their immigration hearings. It's not a huge number. And that statistic is a statistic that is provided by the U.S. government. So what I'm saying is that the mission has changed during Trump's reign. And it is not the same as it was under Obama. And I don't think linking families and people who are riding on a bus or walking down the street or two women speaking Spanish in Montana at a gas station need to prove their citizenship. This is still America.
Yeah,
and
no,
that is
I'm
the problem you, I'm
you,
having.
You are singing a song that I like, which is I don't want a police state. And I'm afraid that you get mission creep out of a lot of these, this whole Homeland Security thing, which was put together to try to be more efficient so they talk to each other, but it's just grown into another big, huge government agency. But you're calling from Oakland, and not only does your mayor get a lot of grief about letting everybody know that the ICE people were going to be raiding your fine city, and then across the bay was the illegal guy who shot and killed Kate Steinle. And so then the ruckus came about, hey, he wouldn't have, he, if they had just let ICE know before they let him out of jail, that never would have happened. So ICE is going around. I thought, and I would like to see them restricted to going around and picking up people who are committing crimes. And I thought that was their focus. I thought that was their focus.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. And that was the focus. But what I'm trying to say is the focus has changed under Trump. And again, Republicans want to confuse the issue with open borders. No one on the Democratic side, except some loonies on the left, and there are those, as there are on the right, there are no Democrats are saying open borders. During the Obama years, he deported more people than any other president in history.
I will take your criticism to heart, and you're right. I will stop saying that they want open borders. The problem with the message is as the banner that was hanging off of the Statue of Liberty before, not from the lady, she had her own banner, but they put up 40 people, and they had this banner. It said, "Abolish ICE." Well, it fits on a banner. It fits on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And so that's what their message is, and people like me and others who think like I do go, well, what are you for? And it leads Well, then they need to have their banner changed to say Reform ICE.
Exactly. It's just as short as I'm agreeing with you. There are some leftist Democrats who are out there, and they are falling into the trap of Republicans, which is to convince most voters that Democrats are for open borders and want to just flood the country with brown people.
I got to hit my break. But, Ron, I'm so glad you called. I like a lot of what you had to say. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
Well, I like Ron's call because he brings, first of all, I don't want a police state. Secondly, I don't want mission creep, and I do worry about Homeland Security becoming another police agency out there. So there's a lot that he has to say that I heard loud and clear. But remember the woman who, oh, by the way, the woman from the Bronx, the socialist who won, beat Joe Crowley in the primary a week ago. First of all, she's not really from the Bronx. That was her ad. A girl from the Bronx is the way she portrayed herself. She was born in the Bronx, and when she was 5, her parents moved to Westchester County. Now, people portray Westchester County, which is just the county north of New York City. And a lot of people commute in from Westchester County, and there are some mega mansions, huge, rich mansions in Westchester County. There's also neighborhoods and homes where are rather modest. Let me put it that way. I'm sure you could find some impoverished areas, but I can't think of one. So it's a nice area. It's a very nice area. That's where she grew up, in Yorktown, which is Westchester County. She lived in the commuter suburban part of New York City. And so she portrayed herself as being this girl from the Bronx. Well, when she was five, they moved out to Westchester County. She came back recently and basically portrayed herself as from the Bronx. But she's one. That was her message, was she wants to abolish ICE. They're not talking about what Ron was talking about, reforming ICE. I could easily be on the reform ICE train any day. That I'm good with. But she's just one of them that is out there yelling, abolish ICE. 855-295-6600. Diane, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon.
I have two things. One's quick. One just takes just a smidgen more.
Sure.
I know we have what we have, the immigration system that we have now. But, you know, at the turn of the last century, Teddy Roosevelt had a lot to say about immigrants, and we were flooded at that time. Ellis Island and Angel Island were going, you know, round the clock, right?
Yeah.
He had to say, if you're going to come to this country, love our people, learn the language, assimilate. If you cannot do those things, go back. You must go back. Those were his words. People don't do that. They come, they complain, like this woman who climbed the statue. It gets tiresome where people flooding in from around the world are telling us that what we have to do. Well, why didn't she find another country in Africa?
I know. It would have been a lot easier.
There's some
wonderful countries much closer to the Congo that are very democratic and have wonderful lives for the people. I hesitate.
I have a little bit of a different viewpoint, too.
Well, I hesitate a little bit on what you said.
I believe it. Because my ancestors on both sides of my family were here before this was a nation. And so you could almost call me a Native American.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No.
They were here. They helped found this country.
Here's the thing, though. If you look at immigration, we've had waves of immigration, whether it was the Chinese, which were used and abused to build the railroad system, or whether the Irish and their potato plague and all that sort of stuff. It really, the first wave of immigrants have a hard time assimilating because of the fact they're adults, they have their own languages. So what do? They create Chinatowns. They create Little Italies. They create these neighborhoods that are very ethnic and still are alive and well to this day. But it's their children are the ones who really assimilate. Mm-hmm. The first ones have a hard time at it. They do.
Right. But the ones who came, my late husband was a first-generation Italian. And his family, his mother never quite got with the lingo. But his father, all the relatives, they all came. And this was the turn of the last century. And the parents wanted the kids to assimilate.
Yeah.
They said, you get in there. You go to school. You do this.
No.
And
that's true.
It's sad. But, so I got one more thing on this poor lady and why they went up there and got her down. I don't know why they closed the island down. I can't speak to that. I think they went up there. You saw how hard it was for them to get up there, and they said it was slippery, and nothing was smooth. If she had tried to come down and had fallen, all hell would have broken loose.
Yes.
You didn't go get her.
I know.
This poor lady and all.
But I'm going to sound like an old codger here.
Sound
but
like a cop.
But I would have roped off an area and said, folks, you can't come through here. This lady might fall, and if so, she might injure you. But and then when the island closes, which I don't know what time that is, when the last boat runs, I'd just right. wave at her and say, well, have a nice evening. I'd leave her there. I would
well, yes,
leave her there.
What would the repercussions be? You'd never hear the end of it.
Well, cats come down. I mean, at some point she would
Funny,
get hungry or nature would call or something would happen and she would have to come down.
I've never seen a dead cat in the top of a tree.
Yeah, I know. They send the fire department out for them.
They said, why don't they put a net down there and then just pull her off and let her fall on the net?
Oh.
And he was a sheriff.
Did you see the guy in L.A. last week? He climbed up on an overpass or a signage over one of the freeways in Los Angeles, and he was protesting something. And so the police and everybody else climb up there, and the fire department comes, and they close down a freeway in Los Angeles, which already has traffic problems,
yes.
and they put the big the big container down there so that if he fell, he would fall into this soft place.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do?
Right.
He did a backflip and landed on the fire department's safety net. So I don't know. I would put, there's my solution. I would put a safety net out and I would say, there's the net. If you need to get down, you know, that's what you want to shoot for. And I'm going home now. Good night.
See? That was my husband's idea. Just put a net.
Well, it's like these protesters that chain themselves to each other and sit in an intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I would put up a detour sign around the next block and leave them there. You chain yourself to each other, you get out of it. I don't know.
I'm tougher people. Remember in the 60s with all those riots?
Oh, they always. That's where I get my weird ideas from. I got to run, but Diane, thank you.